Hello, everybody. We are at the Kennedy Space Center, and we are currently in the room with the Space Shuttle Atlantis. And Angie is videoing and picturing and all that good stuff. And we've had a good day so far, a busy day, but I had to do an audio boom from in here, of course. We just watched a video all about the history of the Space Shuttle program and Atlantis herself. And another room we walked in had a big surround sound presentation of Atlantis and the launch and the missions and all that good stuff. And so now we're standing in a room with the space shuttle itself. And they got it kind of on a tilt. The doors are open so you can see inside. Those that can get up there close, well, those that can see it, you can't get close to it, but those who can see it can look in there and see all the stuff. And so this is the main thing why we come today, was to see the space shuttle. And so we've seen rockets outside, we've looked at some engines and lots of stuff here today so far. We're going to eventually meet an astronaut, have lunch with an astronaut. Lots of good stuff going on here at Kennedy Space Center today. Not too crowded today, thank goodness, so we haven't had to fight crowds. We have an excellent tour guide volunteer with us today.
Yeah, this is amazing. We should walk from one end of it to the other so you can see how long it is.
Let's do that. We have Adrian with us today, who is helping us get around.
We're at the nose right now. So now we're going to see how long it takes. We're starting right now.
All right. So we shall walk.
Walking the length. Right by the capsule. Where the pilot is upstairs. It's actually a two-floor space.
Now we're right next to the big cavity.
Yeah.
The cavity can hold a school bus, something the size, of course it wouldn't take a school bus to space, but something as big as a school bus.
Some of those satellites are that big, I think.
Sure, and the Hubble telescope.
Someday when we colonize Mars, we might need some school buses up there.
Right, so the size of the International Space Station, those parts, this was built to carry the maximum size. So we're still walking along. They always open the doors. The big ship. Okay, stop a minute and go to your right. You're going to walk into some folks.
There we go.
They always open the doors as soon as they get into space to cool it off.
Makes sense.
The whole thing off. Now we're coming around the stern. I'm an old boater, so I still think of it in terms of boats. But anyway, we're on the stern with the big engines.
Right.
There we go. We're at the end of it.
All right. So that's how long it took us to walk. The length of the shuttle.
122 feet long.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
We've got these three big engines. So the big orange tank that has the liquid fuel, a half a million gallons of liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen comes through these engines. It doesn't come out the bottom of the orange tank.
Right.
The orange tank puts the fuel in here and it comes out these engines.
Yeah.
And we have some smaller engines, which are for attitude, for getting it, turning it back to head back to Earth. But then once it heads back to Earth, it's basically out of fuel.
Yeah, I didn't think about that before, that it being out of fuel.
It's out. And so
that's pretty amazing.
It's a glider. So you've got the best pilots in the world
bringing
these home. Because they're carrying this glider. It weighs about, I think somebody told me when it's empty, it's not that heavy. It weighs about 250,000 pounds, I think. But still, it's a heavy thing to be a glider.
Yeah.
Who was that came up and talked to you, Hannah?
That was one of the other tour guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's nice.
Tour guides.
He was one of the folks that trained me. Now, the shuttle usually went through space backwards, because if it hit any space debris, like little rocks and things that are in space, it would hit the back of it instead of the windshield.
Makes sense.
So this rocket has not been cleaned up from space. It's still dirty from space. They didn't clean it up on purpose.
That's
and the
cool.
back of it still has little nicks in it from where space debris hit it.
Huh.
So there's little nicks in it all around the flat area where the engines are attached.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Keep it authentic.
Absolutely, keep
that.
It authentic.
Yeah,
it's got the big tail wing. The orbiter processing facilities, which are like garages, they have three of them. We're going to drive by them today, but they have big doors that are 78 feet wide for the 78 foot wingspan when it returned from space, and they tow it in there from the landing pad. And then it's got one vertical garage door above it for the tail.
Yeah.
And the tail, the thing stands 57 feet high.
Yeah.
So the tip of that garage door is 57 feet. But the door is like a big wide door with a little notch door in the middle for the tail. It's kind of interesting. Three of those buildings. Now, of course, they don't use them for the shuttle anymore now. Boeing is using it. And
yeah.
they are building the next one of the next capsules that's going to take Americans to space. But I'll tell you about that later.
That was one out there spinning, right?
That one actually is Orion, but that is along the same line.
Yeah.
That one is bigger. The other ones, the Atlas rocket, I had to think a second. The Atlas rocket is going to be taking up a Boeing capsule, which is called a CST-100. It's also called Skyliner and Spaceliner. I think it's called the Spaceliner. But anyway, it's a CST-100 capsule. It can hold 5 to 7 astronauts, and it's going to be ready in the next year, they say.
Awesome.
And it's going to be launching from Cape Canaveral on Launch Pad 41, and it's going to be taking astronauts to the International Space Station within the next year, year and a half.
Well, I made my best effort. It's impossible to get this thing in one picture.
I would say.
I even tried a panoramic one, but it didn't work out. So
there's
it's a big shuttle.
There's.